Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, this is Gillian McBath-Lawton with the QuantumAwakening.com, and I have with me
Charlene Jones.
And we have got our coffee together, got our act together, and got our light united. And we are here to talk to you about the energies, the events, and the shifts we're all going to go through.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that we're doing is because of the coffee, we started giggling and said, you know, it's just the coffee of remembrance. And it's mine is this nice, dark, deep, black roast coffee.
And my remembrance is a little diluted, but us old ladies need it that way. Cancel clear. Anyway, we want to talk to you about, hopefully y'all made it through the 8-8 Stargate, this past energy shift. All of us received imprints and encodings and what the universe calls solar tattoos and sun imprints into our energy field, giving us back parts of ourselves that either we lost, misplaced, or called upon St. Anthony trying to find.
Mm-hmm. You know, and some of it for me, as it came back into the flavor of it, it was time to release it. It's just the acknowledgement of, it's like a wave coming up onto the ocean beach, and it's coming up a little bit higher. It's simply acknowledging that that was a part of my past and strengthened me and doesn't own me.
Well, that's what we're trying to release, is the need for ownership of stuff, our need for ownership of stuff, or the need to own the past, because the example I use is Marley's ghost. We carry a lot of chains behind us of all the emotional binds and the contracts and the hooks and the karma that we interact with each person.
Mm-hmm. And I can't stay there. You know, I'm the one with the itchy feet that's ready to go on and do other things, and I'm informed by that past. I'm not owned by it, and I'm leaping.
Well, the energy of opening up to see, we've had several people ask to be able to see, and of course I look at them and laugh, because once you see, you cannot unsee. So seeing takes a big responsibility, and as we go through dimensional flux, we're seeing between dimensional possibilities, and then we're making the choice that's for our highest good as we can see it.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, some see, others feel, right? My felt sense is leading me into that piece where it's the strongest, P-E-A-C-E, where it's the strongest. I can't tell you why. I just know I've got to move into it.
Yeah, the universe is demanding things that we're not comfortable in doing, okay, demanding us to prepare energetically and psychically and physically, and our homes, our land, things that we're responsible for, to raise the vibration of everything and to release what causes clutter, because clutter takes up your space for all that good stuff.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's not that I, in that clutter, don't honor, you know, the memories and the joys, like some of the things that we've done together, and it's like, oh man, this was so much fun. That fun isn't embodied in that item.
Yeah, it no longer literally defines who we are. And that's what the 8-8 energy gave us.
Yeah.
It gave us permission to release the past and not to hold on to relationships, things, jobs, people as tight as we used to, and to try our own wings out.
Mm-hmm. And so eventually in this radio show, we're going to talk about the surge of joy.
All right, well, since you brought that up, Miss Charlene, why don't you talk about that?
It's the same idea of the waves of the ocean, right? At first, it looks like there's just a small piece when the tide is turned and is coming back in. We've been on an ebb for a long time.
Yes, we've been on an ebb for a very long time.
Yeah. And so as that build back in, the energy begins to come flowing back to us.
And a high tide and a low tide.
High tide. And I use the analogy a lot. How can you tell when the delta's rising? Right? We've got this flow coming to us, and it's so unfamiliar that I look at it and go, is something wrong?
Yeah, but we're on that precipice of the ancient past and the ancient future.
Mm-hmm.
And parts of the ancient past in our DNA serve us, but parts of the ancient past make us less than and fearful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the ancient future, we know what it is innately, because like we talked about, fate and free will are one. If you think you have free will, good luck, sister, because you are being directed energetically, and we're all following the crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So what I have asked for is I have asked for that true, authentic magic come back to earth, that we can see things we didn't have the eyes to see before. And little by little, that's happening.
And I drop it into the heart, right? Now my heart is open to be able to receive in ways that it was completely shut to before.
But we didn't talk about this, but
no.
I feel that the heart is opening a new cavity. I know there's four chambers, but I feel the center of those four chambers is opening up, and I feel that there is something called a white hole, and I can't remember the exact numbers of the scientific name they gave it, but it's the first white hole they've seen, and I feel that a white hole from deep space or the heavenly energy is sending us a white energy into the center of our heart, and that, you know, we are going to be experiencing more than the pursuit of happiness.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And we don't, Charlie and I talked about it, we don't really have a joy DNA. Humanity's been so, they suffered and just tried to survive for so many eons of time that they don't know about the fun, the joy, and the laughter part of it, and that part is put away. But I feel that this energy coming from this deep hole, white hole, and I mean black holes are one thing, but this is a white hole,
mm-hmm.
from deep space, is giving us back parts of ourselves that this part of humanity, as we were sketched,
right.
by whomever, that part was kind of left out. So we can feel the joy coming,
mm-hmm.
we can feel the lightness coming, but we look around us and we don't see where the heck we're going to get it.
Right.
Does that make sense to
you?
Oh,
it makes a lot of sense. And so that's that felt sense. That's that inner peace. When we talked about being from the 8-8 Lion's Gate, going to the 999 energy, and then we have an eclipse here in the middle of it.
Well, we have two in September.
Right.
This, like Charlene, this is an eclipse that is not acknowledged. It's the day before my birthday. And I know it's going to put me through something big, and I'm not really looking forward to that. I know easily, effortlessly, joyfully, but come on now. The wash is the wash. So the energy of that is, it's more of two planets going side by side, the moon and the earth going side by side, and the sun lining up, but not in an ecliptic pattern. And astrologers are not acknowledging that, but I know that's like a, I told Charlene it was a faux eclipse. I know it's like a shadow energy, making me have to look at some more of my stuff, like you don't do that full time as it is.
Right. And, you know, one of the things we've talked about before in the radio shows is not doing other people's wash as well.
Yeah, but they certainly bring that wash by the house.
Oh, yeah. Here, don't you want to take care of this for me?
And being sucked into people's dramas. Hello, Star Sisters. Stop it, stop it, stop it. All right. Everything around you is trying to take from you, and you're in a point of receiving, healing, kind of gorilla gluing those fractures in your soul, and kind of feeling good enough to where you can actually be a vessel and maybe hold something without leaking life force,
mm-hmm.
you know. But your best friends, your husband, your wife, your dog, your cat, everything is demanding attention, and you're not giving that attention to you. And it's not selfish. It has to do with the sun is polishing itself in order to shine for all the planets.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the sons and the daughters.
Mm-hmm. And inside of that is as this chalice, but I'm using language that's in our common piece, but as my heart space opens and it begins to able to hold bigger and bigger energy, going back into that place of awakening into joy creates an entirely different space. And it's not an outer space, and it's not a transmissional, you know, off in a different dimension. It's right here, right now.
Yeah, but joy is just trying to integrate into this energy, because we have not received that as a truth yet, and you seek it.
Mm-hmm.
And we all seek it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we get laughter and giggles, and we get confirmation, and we get magical truths. But joy is like a distant cousin. Okay, you just see it, like you say, you see it every once in a while.
Right.
But we welcome it. It's like this house, I had an 8-8 event here, and this house changed. It became a temple. And I activated some sacred items that had not been activated before, and it changed the vibration of it. And in that temple, I became the keeper, so to speak, where I had to make my energy accessible at all times by a higher light, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, and I think that's the higher light that's calling so many of you all listening to this. Whenever you listen to this, and, you know, to today live or whether you're listening to it in the future, we have the opportunity to know something. Yeah, that's us.
Go ahead.
Well, the transmission is in our own space. It's us being able to receive.
But we spent many years being alone. And you know, even though you consider yourself a baby, I've done this professionally forever, and it takes a lot of alone time to understand the truths that are coming.
Right.
All right. So in this, we're trying to bond with our peers. We're trying to bond with our sisters and brothers of light, but we still feel that separateness.
Mm-hmm.
No one's ever going to be like us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that Baskin-Robbins 31 flavors of goddess
mm-hmm.
that I enjoy, because they're all mirrors of me. And some of those mirrors are not easy to look at. I want you girls to know that. And Charlene's one of them mirrors. She's a button-pushing mirror, okay? But every one of them are our teachers. And you don't have to say anything to receive a truth and teaching from those individuals.
Right.
But we're shining differently at a different vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we go to the grocery, we go to the post office, we go to the gas station, all right, we do stick out like a sore thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And you can dress down like I try to fit into these Tennessee hills, okay? But it's like they know. And just like that kid that I used to be, all the other kids knew I was different at an early, early age.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how we put the sunglasses on, the scarf on, and the hat on, all right, the people around us know that we have something they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we have to, you took the creation, of piece of creation, okay. That's the piece of creation, is that it's staying in your field, and then they will dip their cup
right
from that you do not have to change anybody.
Well, no, right,
you know.
And some can receive and some can't. Like I couldn't. It's taken me how long to grow to here?
Well, that's look how old I am. It's birthday coming up. Okay, I'm coming up into a sacred number, and I am an ageless, timeless being of light. That is my mantra. I don't have nothing to do with anything chronological, honey. Nothing
right.
to do with chronological. But still, every day, I'm in awe of how stupid I was the day before. I'm in awe of what I've learned the next day, and I think I'm smart,
mm.
but I'm not smart at all.
Right.
So this learning factor, it's a curve, and it's increasing, okay? So we're climbing up higher, and the other kids may not get it,
mm-hmm.
but they still have to do it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
So
you know, and then the other aspect that you know, I always talk about is the star children coming in. That, you know, they're not old souls, and they're
no.
looking for us to be at a certain vibration.
Well, just like a farmer teaching his kid that moved to the city the value of farming, all right, we're at the light aspect and apex of teaching the value of light, even though they will go cyber, they'll go virtual, they'll go into places we never even dreamed of going, all right, they still have to have that farming talk, that survival energy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But you can't do that by having it pushed at them. They have to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so you make it in a virtual modality, do you not?
Right. I mean,
right.
here we are.
To make it accessible to people that would not read a paper, would not read a book, would not do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would, you know, just a person that is not receiving the same way we received when we were younger, because it's
right.
all shifted.
Mm-hmm.
But we're the avant-garde. Okay, we are the avant-garde,
mm-hmm.
and what we do matters, and the time we have can be extended, like we can be past Centaurians and still be at a vibrational healthy rate.
Yes.
By acknowledging that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And your junk DNA is not junky, trust me. All right,
no,
got
and
all
I
the
think,
truths you need.
And it's coming online to help us be able to move into that phase of bridging.
Okay. And the bridging energy is you are dimensionally walking between at least two frequencies. So you may bake a cake in one frequency and can't find it in the other frequency, okay? You're going back and forth. We're losing things. We're thinking we're losing our mind, but we are not. It is just that the energies, the string theory is becoming into one locale,
mm-hmm.
all right? So all the frequencies and dimensional flux are coming from the past, the present, and the future to merge the 12-strand energy, mm-hmm. which is your 12-strand DNA underneath it all.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, and then the outer energy, which is your 13-strand, which is the light that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all moving to that, and every one of those strands dimensionally, like whatever you didn't do, Charlene, whoever you didn't love, you're loving them somewhere.
Yeah.
You are that June Cleaver.
Right.
You are that Ticket Stance girl,
mm-hmm.
okay? Or you are that archaeologist, okay? Whatever we didn't do or complete in every single day goes dimensionally one way or another. It does not stay in the now.
No.
That's why you can't find it.
No.
Okay. So we're back and forth, and we have to learn to ride that energy, kind of like Noah and the whale, which was a craft, by the way, is to learn to ride those frequencies much more than a surfer, but a cosmic surfer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's learning to ride those energies and integrate everything that was, everything that will be, and everything that we bring to the table. Because what you bring to the table is different than what I bring to the table.
Completely.
Okay. And as we saw this weekend, having a very nice group gathering, each person represented a different color, a different flavor, a different goddess, a different past life, a different truth,
mm-hmm.
a different scene.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like we had our own UN, but it was a cosmic UN. Mm-hmm. They're all aligned with different lords of karma, different karmic councils, different guides, different religions, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Totally different religions.
So on the 8-8, as above, so below, okay, we gathered as a star nation, as a sister nation, as a light nation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it happened all over in no matter what form.
Oh, yeah.
And what did we do? We shifted something. And it was something that happened that women were shifted through time, and your mother was shifted, and your grandmother was shifted, and the future you was shifted.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Something I did not bring forward yet is during one of our events, we seemed to have lost a piece of ourselves, several of us ladies, and I noticed that it was worldwide, and women during a certain time frame lost a piece of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I called it their glitter, okay, in their boa, their glam. And nothing was funny, and our faces were drawn, and we looked older, and we had a dark energy around us because there was a sadness, almost like you called it a veil.
Yeah,
okay,
that grieving.
The
yeah.
grieving.
Yeah.
Okay? And there was I would say about a year and a half to now, 9 months for sure, but there was a deep grieving that we had. And this grieving was not for anything that actually happened, even though there were events that happened. It was for parts of us that we lost, parts of us that won't be fulfilled, parts of us that we made vows in the past not to love again, not to ride a horse again, not to climb a tree again, not to move to Arkansas again. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on a quest to Florida with a friend, a goddess friend, and I went to heal the waters because they had the blue-green algae. I was taking blue-green algae. I thought it was appropriate. And after many years of doing energy wheels on the beach for hurricanes, it was time for healing. And that's unfortunately what stirred the waters where they needed stirred. No damage will be done, but just a stirring by a weather that cares.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So while we were there, didn't think about it, but we received back codes of the goddess in the form of a sand sculpture in the face of a goddess with a circle of thorns around her on the beach. And she gave us parts of ourselves back that we brought back to the women that live in the Tennessee, Kentucky, Carolina area. And all of us were given back parts of ourselves that we didn't know we would ever receive. Some of them maybe did not want those parts back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it's like we lost parts of ourselves that wandered the universe, maybe accumulated knowledge and wisdom, and then came back home, like a homing pigeon,
mm-hmm.
okay? And it was a great strength. And in that strength, there's a great weakness, okay? Because
right.
we know in the strength that decisions have to be made that we're not comfortable making. And unfortunately, the universe may be pushing us and painting us into corners, as we know, the free will fate thing.
Right.
Okay. So even though it may take a little while to integrate that lost part of ourselves, if we wear it like a badge of courage, like we got through a long period of time without the shiny, sparkly, glitter part of us.
Mm-hmm.
We were just plain old earth women trying to be star women.
Well, and I think that's very apropos right now for the energies, and that's part of this having wanted to be on the radio show is saying, you know, it's been rough. There's a lot of stuff out there, and there's a glittery part of you that's calling you forward.
And it's the part that's not to be afraid of shining. What I found out, unfortunately, the last week or so, was that a lot of people are afraid to shine. And it was people that I had honed their chalices pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And to find the shock of knowing that they really were afraid of their light was a shock to me. And that's a double shock, because that's the one thing I am not afraid of ever. You know, so understand that it's time to come out from behind the burning bush, I think we called it.
Yeah, we did. We laughed.
And to show your true energy without trying to change anything around you,
yeah,
or anyone around you.
Right.
Okay? Because we're all different flavors of Baskin-Robbins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Charlene?
So we're talking about a completion cycle.
It is a 999, and there's a eclipse before it. I think it's the 3rd of September. First, second, third, and there's an eclipse 2 weeks later.
After. Yes.
So you got the 999 energy. Denver will be having a gem show at this time. I'm supposed to go up there, but I don't know what the universe has got in mind. So Charlene has plans, but we'll see how they work. Okay. Then we have the 911. That's a rough energy. That's the toughest 11 there is a 911-11. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All the things were wrapped around 11 during that, the plane numbers, everything. There was like 50 things that were 11.
Mm-hmm.
So understand 9 plus 1 plus 1 is an 11. That makes it an 11-11, okay? This is asking you for another healing. This 9-11 will say, they're going to try and bring it up again. Okay, do you want to experience it again? All right, that was one of the most painful things all of us have been through, no matter what else has happened in the world. Something, are we choosing to transmute that? We're at a different dimensional flux.
Right.
Okay. How do we want to raise it up this time?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably at a place that has not experienced this. Do we want to keep it alive to have it as a memorial for the
mm-hmm.
loss? Because how many have left lately? It's hard to keep them all alive.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They're leaving right and left, and it's not from age.
No, right.
So it's like, you know, what we want to keep everybody alive in our heart, but it's painful to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's 3 people I've lost in like a couple of weeks. So,
right.
You know, and I know they're all fine. I know they are. I really am okay with them, okay,
mm-hmm.
because they were not happy here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the 9-11 energy is asking for you to redefine it. All right, we're not going to mourn it. We have to shift it somehow or bring joy to it. Or
or
those people, are they coming back? Of course they're coming back because it's unfinished business. They all will come back.
Mm-hmm.
And they will come back into the same families.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
So, you know, one of the things, using the ocean analogy, right, is here we've got
the mountain girl keep talking about the ocean.
Mountain girl. Yeah, well, and that was part of the learning about the freedom of it. Right? We've got 6 more minutes.
Okay.
The freedom of this ocean coming in and the energy flowing back is that surge of joy. And, you know, there's things that can be shifted and transmuted now that was not possible.
Exactly.
To be
and also things that are revealed now that
yes.
were not revealed before, because dimensionally we're at a different frequency. That's
right.
What happened in 2012. We were disappointed, but we were in between veils. And now, little by little, is opening its energy up. And you think 2016 is intense? You wait till 2017.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to be a very powerful. And you know what? I do believe that there's an eclipse around 11-11 in 2017.
Okay. No, we're just pacing 8-8 and 9-9.
No. You got to always look ahead. Seer. Okay, you
yeah.
have to always, that's how I have to live my life. You have to look ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're the pathfinder.
Well, and being
and you
got to
cut down the
yeah.
weeds and the thorns and all the crap. You got the scars, okay, of saying, okay, I am doing this. This is what we vowed. This is our covenant.
Yeah.
Okay, and
yeah.
the 999 energy is a covenant. And
yeah.
the 18 is another 9. We are at the end of the single-digit cycle.
Yeah.
We go into 10-10, okay? So the energy of that frequency is saying, are you ready to complete what no longer serves you? And I'll tell you what, that's a toughie,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because we love I mean, there's a lot of things that we love that no longer serve us. People, place, and things. And to even think about it becomes overwhelming, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, I don't know how to word that right. All right. The mantra I use for the healing the goddess, and I'll give that to them, is Almighty Indwelling Goddess be healed. Instantly, perfectly, and forever healed. I command you to be healed. It's the right of this body, mind, and spirit to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So use that when you're trying to heal karmic things. Okay, because I can tell you that everything comes to distract you from what you're really supposed to be doing. Just like trying to do something, you got to do five things before you can get to that one item.
Right.
Okay, because everything's talking and you're listening to everything. All inanimates
mm-hmm.
are talking loud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
All promises is time to fulfill. We got to the end of the year. It's like a grace period.
Right, we talked about grace.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
From the 999 to the end of the year, it's like them giving you up a makeup test. Okay.
Does it have to be a test? It's How about make up time?
No, because we can't make up time. Time's a one-way street. It's a grace period.
It's a grace period. Yeah.
She's a difficult child. It's a grace period. Okay. So all of us ask, how can we gracefully release this? All right. If you have elders, if you have people sucking on you like a mama pig, what is taking you down that needs to be spent somewhere else?
Because mm-hmm.
you got X amount of minutes and seconds in a day. Even though you stretch it, then the energies are still going to demand more of you. Like, I can't go out the door without the grass, the weeds talking to me. You know, everything wants attention. And there's only so much attention to go around.
Right.
Okay. So what do you want to put your attention on?
Mm-hmm.
Is it your best friend's drama that she's had 15, 20 times?
No.
That she doesn't listen to a dang word you're saying? Is it your own karma you're ready to put attention on? All right. Is it the future you're ready to put attention on? Even though you really don't have any say, you can still inkling it.
Right.
You can still imagine it.
Right. Now, I want to give you a piece here of comfort. You know, we do the radio shows. I mean, this is the first time I've been back in months, so the radio shows are real sporadic, but you're continuing to write. Go to thequantumawakening.com. You know, your newsletter is there. There's all kinds of other different resources that are there. There's different crystals coming online
and
now.
And the Oregon energy. The reason I started working with the Oregon energy, I found a good source in India, is that the crystals coming from the earth in the early part of the year mostly did not have the right vibration.
Us to assimilate,
for us,
yeah.
It wasn't lower, it wasn't higher, it just wasn't right. It wasn't the right flavor. So I have them creating different things with pure crystals and in amber resin, lower resin, and those energies seem to work the best, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it keeps negative energies at bay. It keeps all the outside interference, whether cell phones, computers, in-laws,
ex-in-laws.
X's and Y's and Z's at bay, okay?
I don't have to deal with that anymore.
That's what he thinks. She does protest too much. You know who she's going to meet in the store on the way to her house. And whatever you say you don't want, trust me, sister.
Oh, it's coming. Yeah.
Whatever you say you don't want, you might as well wrap it up for yourself, because let me tell you, you're
right.
going to get it.
Right.
Never say never.
Right.
Okay? Because as soon as you have a resistance to anything, it doesn't matter what it is, it will animate itself and you will be digesting it in your life.
Okay.
So all resistance, just let go of the need of it.
Right. And so here we are in the last minute.
Yep.
We're down to the last minute, and it's about that surge of joy and you know what's coming.
Well, it's individual for each of us. Okay, this is a clearinghouse year. Next year is a 10-year. It's a new binary system. I would say there'll be a lot of new information from deep space.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a lot of new codes coming from the earth. A lot of Edgar Cayce things may come to the surface because it was a different dimensional frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, things you knew were truths will show themselves, even though they're not going to adhere.
Okay.
They're invisible truths. They'll be true, but how long do you want to hold on to it? Do you want to hold on and fill your sack with ancient truths? No, you want
no.
to go forward to the future truths.
Right, okay. Right. And that future is coming, whether I want to look for it or not, it's here.
Well,
what I'm saying for, I've given my, to bringing that.
Okay, so we'll spend these last 10 seconds thanking everybody
Thank you.
That's listening to this. And we appreciate your patience with us, our learning, as well as your learning.
Yeah.
Love to you all.
Yeah. Beauty, beauty, beauty.